and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters.
Day 304.
How are we all doing? Mike clearly lost the ability to count.
What do you mean?
Or he was first on it in his own mind.
Oh, in the chat, yeah.
Oh, right, dear. Oh, look at that face. Look at that ear knot. She's been a good girl today. Can't say fairer than that. Hello, Jonathan. How are you doing? Hello, Kim. How's it going over there, or shouldn't one ask? I did see a little bit. In fact, it's still live. Live from the Capitol. I can't tell who's who. They've all got masks on. It was like bandit territory. But it was somebody, I'm guessing a Republican, giving an impassioned plea to stop the whatever's going on, basically. He was very good. Don't know who he was, but he was very good. Meanwhile, over here, Boris got a 90-minute grilling. Never answers a question, doesn't Boris? A waste of time. No, I didn't watch it. What I did, for humour, you know, just for the giggles, I turned it on my iPad on the news channel and I left it there with no sound on. And as Boris was doing his like chimpanzee impressions and ruffling his hair and stuff, I'm just making up the answers myself. I can highly recommend it. Afterwards, when they played little clips about what he'd said, it wasn't half as funny as how it was in my mind. So I can highly, highly recommend you give that a go. Kim's been working on getting a Notion up to date with the new year. Excellent. They look better in masks. This guy's, whoever he was saying that Trump had done marvellous and he reeled off a list of things he'd done. I think the last one was get the wall built. But what was comical was watching him, the more animated he got, you know, about it's time to lay these things to rest and get on with it. His mask was slipping down his nose. And I thought at some point he's going to have to put that back. And all of a sudden he just like reached out and took it over his nose and then carried on. Oh, it was very entertaining. Kangaroo court. You know, I don't know where they find the time for all of this from. There's a global pandemic on and they should actually be running the country. Mind you, only as bad as ours. Only as bad as ours. Wasn't nearly as good as Matt Hancock on, what's that, Good Morning Britain this morning. I saw this thing that said Piers Morgan had backed him into a corner or something, but I didn't actually see Hancock. So if that's the video to Hancock, I am going to open that up and watch it later.
Let's go.
There we go. Wasn't it Good Morning Britain and Piers Morgan who backed Boris into the fridge that time? It's clearly Piers Morgan.
She's been swindled.
Why has she been swindled?
We're at playtime.
Oh, no.
We're at playtime.
Oh, no. Hello, Paul. You can't talk in the mass and they touch them all the time. Well, he did, Kim. Every sort of couple of minutes, the hand went up and he put the things right.
Right.
It is indeed the video. Literally just say, I got it wrong. I'm sorry. It's not hard. Well, you say that, Jonathan. But the way this is going, Boris is just like, bumble, bumble. No matter what the question is. All right, what's she got?
She's got
a rodeo stick.
Yeah, and then she'll be back.
Then she'll be back for others. Give me the others,
then. COVID stick.
A COVID stick. Yeah. Our testing, hang on, daily COVID test.
And a red one.
Oh. Is there such a thing as having less COVID than yesterday? Because I swear these are more potent.
I've got a question.
What? I'm not going to like this because he's laughing.
Why do dogs go to the toilet in episodes?
Got to spread the love, Mike. Spread the love. Isn't it like a territorial thing? If I whittle here, it's mine.
Yeah, but it was in her garden.
Well, she could probably smell like a cat coming in or something. Do you remember that cat that made a mistake of coming in when Maya was there? Didn't do it twice, I'll tell you. Did live to tell the tale, but...
Come on, then.
Didn't ever come in again.
Come on.
Right. Sticky for Daddy.
Feeding time at the zoo.
I'm not an animal father.
You are.
No, you're the cutest dog. You're the cutest dog, aren't you? Shall we tell them what we did this morning? Or what you did this morning? No, I don't think we should, Mummy. Yes, we will. We will. Because you keep waking me up, don't you, when I've only just gone to bed. So we decided we'd lock the door from the inside. We've got two keys. So I could take the key out, and then if Daddy needed to get in, Daddy could put the key from the outside. So that's worked well for 2 days. Only Madam comes back and headbutts the door and can't fathom why it doesn't open. But today... Yes, come on, high five. Good girl. And the other one. Good girl. Dentist stick. Approved by Kim. There we go. So today, I'd gone in there, but I needed to come out to use the facilities. So as I opened the door, she must have been leaning on it and the dog fell in. So once she'd got up, she charged past me and went to where she sleeps overnight. The end of the bed, and I said, you've got to be good, you've got to be good, no creating, no jumping on me and jumping up and down, none of that. And she just looked at me, rolled her eyes. She was as good as gold, as good as gold.
She's a good bear.
She was a good bear this morning, a very, very good bear. Oh, Jonathan's been watching some of the American news. Went to a break from the UK news, 10 to 50 between the two. It's like two comedies, isn't it? Just which one do you fancy today? Kim doesn't watch the news, read about it, more trustworthy than the networks. That's true. I mean, a lot of the BBC's today has been live. But watching Boris with the sound off, I can highly recommend it. It was like one of these Planet Earth programmes. It was fantastic. Mike, do you want to put those away before she smells them?
Sells them?
Smells them. God, I hear death. Oh, by the way, we've got an early out tonight. We've got a meeting. Love to tell you more. Top secret at the moment. So we'll be out at 1:45. But we can have lots of fun before then. So, who read the email? Let me know.
I did.
I'm glad you read it, seeing as though you sent it.
True.
You're the last line of defence for grammatical errors, you know. Or any other kind of errors, actually. Yes, it's... Is it another MacBytes? No, it's not another MacBytes. I can honestly say that, Jonathan. Give us a chance. No, the CES thing. The Consumer Electronics Show, which is going ahead despite the fact, you know, it shouldn't. And what was fascinating, every year there's something that's ludicrous. This year's an intelligent toilet. Right, you are educated people. What is an intelligent toilet? I have no idea. That was all it said. It did talk about non-touch showers and non-touch something else. But I thought, you know, a non-touch toilet, fair enough, but don't actually see how that's happening. But more than that, an intelligent toilet. It kind of implied more. Is the intelligent toilet a lady enabled? Well... I don't know, because he didn't say any more. And I'm like, where's this intelligent toilet thing? I need to know more. No need for toilet paper. Oh, yeah, that's a point. Yes, maybe it is. But it just said that. And I thought, how tantalising is that? You can't just walk in to CES and say, we've got an intelligent toilet and not tell you any more about it. I'm going to look up intelligent toilet. I'll regret this. CES 2021. Brace yourselves.
What's an unintelligent toilet then?
Well, there you go. Well, a bucket. is it this one? I mean, there are. I'm trying to think best here how to word this kind of garbage. Right. It looks like a bucket. Go away. Stop trying to play videos. If you're on the fence about adding fibre-rich bran flakes to your diet, let your toilet make the call. Oh, no. It's way more than that. It's a health analysing toilet. It analyses your poop. Okay. Shark jumped. Move along. Nothing to see. I do not want my tech analysing that level of oh, no, just no. It's what your flat's missing, an A-lady enabled toilet. Clearly this is worse than that.
That's Jillian McKeith out of business.
I mean, seriously, it's not an intelligent toilet. According to this, it's a wellness toilet. This toilet is anticipated to come to market in the next several years, according to Toto.
Who's Toto?
Doesn't say. Is it the dog from Wizard of Oz? Making about as much sense.
I was thinking
the concept is intriguing. It's definitely in development, and it's not a far-fetched concept now that smart toilets and health trackers are commonplace at tech events. Oh, this is utterly ridiculous. Right, so the wellness toilet is a Toto concept that senses and analyses the user's, and then we've got air quotes, body and key outputs to provide recommendations on ways to improve their health. In a connected app, you'd be able to view your stats. Oh, Jonathan, just imagine this. Are you number one in this regard? Who's been the most times in a day? You can view your stats and see improvement recommendations. It gave an example of a recommendation to add more salmon to your diet. So there's a message. I'm going to get this link and send it to you. You might as well suffer as well as me. Your diet seems unbalanced. The recommended recipe is salmon and chicken avocado salad. I'm sorry, but I do not want my tech to be that intimate with me. That could just be me. Hello, Paul. Just in time. Just in time for the intelligent toilet from CES, which is actually more of a spy toilet.
You know what's
apparently
scary?
Well, all of it, Mike.
You know, companies get funding or somebody puts money up for these kind of things.
I know. But when you think about, particularly you and the toilets at work, most people can't manage to flush a toilet, much less read and understand.
I mean, can you imagine a Kickstarter campaign for this?
I mean, just imagine your personal data getting hacked. I mean, that really is beyond the pale, isn't it? You mean, yeah, your financial information's one thing, your blood type, etc. But really? Poo analysis? On the fly? Can you imagine going... I mean, you just... Well, actually, at the moment, it's probably the best time to do it. I was going to say, it's one thing doing that at home. But how could it be... I'm going to have to be very careful here. How could it have the full picture if you were out at work or out in the evening? Do you have to do it in a plastic bag and bring it back so it's got the full data, as it were? Because if it doesn't have the full data set, how can it analyse? You may have ate that salmon while you were out and parted with it while you were out. Do hope no one's eating.
It's lunchtime in the States.
That's true.
And breakfast for Kim.
That's a good point, Kim, and very eloquently put, if I might say so. Do you have to log in before you poo so as you don't confuse with other family members? Excellent point. Or
Kim is eating. Yes, change the subject.
Kim's got a strong stomach, she said so. I mean, seriously, do you have to have four toilets? I don't think they think these things through. It's like... Oh, CES is coming up. What's the most stupid thing we can come up with?
No, you don't need a toilet each. It uses the equivalent of Face ID.
Oh, my God! I would say, how does that work? No. Don't go there. Oh, Paul.
You know those periods of silence when the presenters are laughing?
Yes, those. Oh, this is just ridiculous. Can you imagine the meeting where this idea was pitched? I think there may have been a few libations taken part of. The I-loo. Or I-poo. The I-poo loo. Honestly, why aren't Apple thinking of this? This is much more easy to bring to market than the car. In fact, you could merge the two. The iCommode car.
What? See you, Johnny.
Why not? Good night, Jonathan. There are no words.
Johnny's a product manager.
Yes, Jonathan's a product manager.
He could pitch this.
And Tracy's making supper. Sorry. This is not me. Look, this is genuine tech news we're talking. We're not off-piste here. This is tech news. I can't help it. That's what they're covering. Have you noticed that picture where
Paul
it says...
Paul from Sydney's on my wavelength about facial recognition.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Or fecal recognition. Right, so what else was at CES?
Do you know, I'm just thinking what was there last
year. There wasn't poo related.
I don't know, because obviously something like this. It was when it said intelligent toilet. I'm thinking...
The thing that were there was that was there last year, we covered it on Mac Bites.
We did. Leave it alone, Mike. Leave it alone. No, seriously. This thing, if it says intelligent toilet, I'm thinking like only uses the amount of water necessary and stuff. Not gives you a psychoanalysis before you pulled your pants up. Honestly. Whoever thought of this needs 5 minutes in a room with me. That's what they need. Oh, dear, dear me. This is just chaotic. It'll be telling you next you're using too much toilet paper and reporting you to the toilet paper police. And the other thing is, let me have a quick... Oh, my. Right. The picture that we've put in, right, it's the third picture down. The one where it's like in a bathroom. With a window. That's a point. Why is the toilet next to a window? Is that so you think you can be monitored via video from the outside as well?
Yeah.
Right. Tell me something in that picture that is absolutely freak out crazy. Apart from the window. That's not a frosted window. Go on, all have a look at it. The Ipulu knocks Mikey's sex up off the top. Top topic. We just need to find a way to link the two. No, no, no. So, have you spotted it, Mike?
No.
Have you spotted something in there that I'd be like, I'd walk in and then I'd be like, no, no, thank you. That's a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Right, go on.
There's no shelf to put your iPhone.
Well, apart from that, I mean, that's a gross oversight, isn't it? A gross oversight.
Well, there's a mirror.
I don't know, that's the way to the side. And there is actually a blind you could pull down there so they can only see your silhouette. Nope, something far more frightening than that. Right, let me stick this thing in for you. Right, there's the link. Right, third picture down. All toddle off and have a look. There is something terrifying in there. There's something semi-stupid as well, and I've never understood this. The only time I've experienced this is in hotels. But why is the toilet paper holder behind it? Have you noticed that in hotels?
Mm.
You're like, where is it? Where is it? And then you think, oh, no, it's behind me. That's ridiculous. There's also on the wall near the flush handle what looks like a remote control. Don't know what that's all about. But no, that wasn't the most terrifying thing. There is something even more terrifying. Oh, Anthony, you've arrived at just the right moment. Check the link above, third photo. What is terrifying about that? This is the smart toilet, Anthony. Oh, Mrs. Simon has turned up at just the right moment as well. We're talking about smart toilets. Don't ask. It's a CES thing. Oh, and there's another one here from Cola. Yes, theirs is every bit as frightening as the other one. All these photos, when you look at the toilets, they're in rooms with plain glass windows. So basically, you're the local entertainment as well. The open window. Oh, no, no. Far more terrifying than that. Right. All zoom into the picture. Right. Where the dustbin is. It's not a dustbin, is it? It's got fabric in it. Basically, behind the toilet. Because it is an intelligent toilet, it's actually plugged into the mains.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a really good idea where there's water, isn't it? Just saying. This could be front of my mind because I watched a video yesterday about a theme park in America where there was a few accidents on the same day. And one of them, a guy just reached out into like a fountain to splash some water on his friend and he ended up dead. He got electrocuted because they hadn't put a circuit breaker on it. And then I look at that toilet and I think, just a question. The toilet, it's plugged into the mains. That's probably not the best idea near water. I think in the UK, you're not allowed a standard plug like that. That is a standard plug. You are not allowed a standard plug in your bathroom. It would breach all kind of building regulations. That is stupid. There are no words. That's shocking. Oh, yes, absolutely. It would be shocking. You've got two sockets in the bathroom, special sockets. Yes, you can get shaver sockets, but that looks like a 13-amp plug. which is ridiculous. I'm assuming it's a mock-up and it's not real. In fact, most of these things are like La La Land, aren't they? Anyway, Mrs. Simon, the idea of it is, and Anthony, because you missed it all, the smart toilet. I wanted to know what an intelligent toilet was, which has been announced yesterday at CES, Consumer Electronics Show. I thought it kind of like, you know, lifted the lid and flushed itself. Oh, no, no. If you're eating, turn away now. No, it analyses your poo and then tells you on your phone that you need to have a salad or you need to have some salmon. Just have a ponder of that for a minute. No wonder people have got mental health issues. Mm. Not when your toilet's telling you what you should eat. Oh, the second one's as bad. Who can spot what's wrong with that second one? The redesigned washlet and washless plus. Washlet plus. Good grief. Where's the water coming from? Because it's attached to an internal wall. And what on earth is what looks like? Is that a radiator on the left? Looks like a gate. Looks like a prison door. And the windows, they're not frosted glass. What's wrong with these people? Oh, I think that could possibly be the classic from CES this year. But, you know, there's a few days left. They can always find something else that's more ludicrous than that. Can't believe they still have you using toilet paper. No. It'll be something like, oh, what's that thing called? The one that they do with jewellery. They like pop it into what looks like some kind of liquid, but it's actually subtle vibrations that gets the dirt off it in the liquid. It'll be that. So you'll sit there and it'll vibrate like 20,000 times a second and your teeth will fall out. But you won't need to use toilet paper. There you go. You imagine the wash basin's on the other side of the wall. It could well be. Can we see a wash basin in that one? No, not really. Thing is with these, you look at them. Oh, hang on. I don't think there is, because you'd see the shadow of it on the floor. You can see the shadow of the toilet. You can see the shadow of that, like, weird mushroom stool thing. But there's no shadow on the floor for anything else. You can even see the shadows for the plants. It doesn't look like there's anything on the back of there. That's got to be the biggest waste of space in a bathroom. Oh, honestly, look at the prices of them. And these are actually available. Oh, and there's a tornado flush. I mean, who doesn't need a tornado flush? A name for the show there, haven't we? Tornado flush.
Johnny said he wanted to know the name of the show.
I think it might be the iPulu with a tornado flush. There you go. Perfect name for the show. All sorted. You're not liking the sound of the self-cleaning bidet wand? Me neither. There are no words for this stuff. Oh, the pipes must be hidden in the wall. Your toilet inlet comes out of the wall. It's a weird looking thing. I was expecting something that looked like a cistern. That wall is very narrow for that, and it looks internal. Unless it's coming up through the floor. Thing is, wouldn't that... I mean, it's obviously a mock-up for this, because that's not the best use of space in that room. And I don't think I've seen many, apart from Altrincham, but we won't talk about that. I don't think I've seen many bathrooms that don't have frosted glass. Instead of which you'd have to go in and then pull the blinds down. But the blinds, you could see everything through them. Look at them. You could read the paper through those. No, it's going to need some kind of logic to sell it to people. I swear it will. You'd like a tornado flush in your toilet. Who wouldn't? Everybody needs a tornado flush. We had this toilet and we've had it since we moved in. It was one of those things that, like, the same thing kept going wrong with it. So you would flush it, and it was fine. It was an old-style one. And on the inside, every now and then, you'd push the handle down, and it wouldn't come back up. And it was to do with a float or something that was in there. Anyway, Mum rang up a plumber, and he was like, oh, you know, sharp intake of breath. That's like, you know, you best have a new toilet. And she was like, you've got to be kidding me. So, you know, my mother, off to the library she went. This was pre-Google. Came back with a plumbing for basics thing. And she fixed the toilet with a Tesco bad and elastic band. She then took the parts out and went to the plumber's merchant. The plumber's merchant was like, sharp intake of breath through the teeth. They always do. Trademark move. This is as old as the hills. And she said, I'm not asking, you know, for it to be carbon dated. Can I buy a replacement for it or not? Anyway, in the end, he sold her this thing. It was like £5.50. And this guy wanted her to throw the toilet away, have the bathroom redone. So she fixed it. She kept that toilet going, didn't she, for about 40 years.
She did.
And then in the end, she said, I'm going to have to get rid of that toilet. I thought, thank God. But the reason she didn't particularly want to get rid of it was all the new ones use a lot less water and she was concerned it wouldn't work as well. She wasn't wrong, was she? That toilet has been a nightmare. The one that was 40, well, actually, it must have been older than that, probably about 50, 55 years old, was fine. This new one is a nightmare. It started, I mean, the seat started, didn't it, getting loose?
Mm.
About 3 or 4 months after it went in. And it's not a standard seat, so you can't even replace it that well. It is a nightmare. So that the more technically savvy they make these toilets, the more of a nightmare actually trying to use them is. So no, I'm not up for all of that. Now, Tracy doesn't have frosted glass, just net curtains. Don't have eye-level neighbours until just before the summer. I think here, I don't think I've seen many bathrooms that don't have frosted glass. I think it's just a thing, isn't it? Our frosted glass there, it was like a small shell pattern. But when we got the double glazing put in, it was just accepted that you would have frosted glass. What Mum did do with it was she requested, I think it's called Autumn Leaf. And it's a style that's been around ages, but it's just never dated. It's beautiful. And she was very happy that the frosted glass that got put in was her favourite Autumn Leaf. And that's in the front door. The landing's even got that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So you can't even see in the landing. So we've got the front door, the inner door, the landing, understairs cupboard, bathroom and toilet. So I think we've got six windows or doors like that. So to see it plain is really weird, as far as I'm concerned. Some people have plain glass in the landing one, but we don't because it's a really tall window. It lets a lot of light in. It's beautiful. But, you know, people can see you walking about in your house. So, no. And those blinds as well. I mean, blinds can be lovely, but those you could read the paper through. So I don't think they've totally thought this through. But we shall keep an eye on this, you know. Maybe 5 years from now, this will be the norm and we'll be like fossils. But I still don't fancy my toilet telling me what to eat. Is anybody up for this? Does anybody think this is fantastic? You can't wait to get one in. Oh, dear. Low flush toilets are horrible. I use more water, having to flush it several times. That's exactly what happened here.
Mm.
The one that we had used a normal amount of water, whatever that was. It did take quite a while to fill, but you know, it used a normal amount of water and you probably only had to flush it once. This new one is a living nightmare. It has, use a handle. It's got like a knob thing on the top and it's loose as anything and it's supposed to be. So it just swizzles round. But you push it in and there's supposed to be two levels. One is where you just push the side of it and that's like half. And you're thinking, but it's already half. So that's like 25% of what you used to have. Or you can use like two fingers and push both halves in. But it still sometimes takes three goes because it just can't be bothered. There's not enough water in it. Oh, could you design one better myself? So you've got double glazed windows and they were there before you designed the space to be a bathroom. Ah, there was a house opposite did that and that they did swap the window. But what they did was they took the small bedroom and turned that into the bathroom. And that was really weird because it was at totally the other end of the house. And I wouldn't actually think you'd get that much out of doing it because the smaller bedroom is probably similar to the bathroom, would you say? I don't know why you'd bother changing them. I don't see what benefit you'd get from that at all.
No.
But they moved it to the front of the house, which then meant they had to have the frosted glass put at the front of the house, which again, just looks weird. I think they left the frosted glass on the side. There's another couple who changed where the window was. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not having the house half rebuilt while I'm trying to live in it. No. Ah, now Paul's got eco toilets. Low flow. Do they tell you what to eat, Paul? This is the next latest and greatest thing. Anthony's concluded he prefers a toilet dumb. Me too. Me too. But Tracy would like a Japanese toilet seat. That one looks like... It's kind of raised at the back, isn't it? I'm wondering if that's one of those. That's like the cut and blow dry one, isn't it? If you're with me. Do you know, this is one of these things that Mike will come in and say, oh, they've just done this at work. And I sit and I nod and I listen. And then I say, have they cured cancer yet? You know, priorities, people. Priorities. An intelligent toilet? Pretty low as far as I'm concerned. Because we know what we should be eating and what we shouldn't be eating. And there may be reasons why we're eating what we probably shouldn't be eating. But to have your toilet telling you what you should eat, you know, if you don't already know and you need to rely on your toilet to tell you, may I respectfully suggest you're probably too stupid to use the smart toilet in the first place. And I'm still thinking what happens when it doesn't have the full picture, as it were. And that, yes, multiple people using it. You're all going to have personal toilets. Can you imagine if the data got hacked? There are no words for stuff as stupid as this. Really? Not yet. But Paul, that'll be the next thing. There you go. That'll be the next thing that you think of. Oh, bump prints. We did the face ID, if you're with me, so it can work out who's who. Don't go there.
And we had Nipplegate.
We had Nipplegate as well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is just beyond logic. Beyond logic. I mean, there's one thing to have your smart kettle. You know, hey lady, make me a cuppa. But this is ludicrous. This is tech for the sake of tech. This kind of thing is what gets tech a bad name. Because this will be all over the papers being ridiculed. And then, you know, you'll walk into like church and somebody will say, oh, what do you do? And you say, I work in technology. Oh, I was reading about that this week in the paper, these smart toilets. Good grief. And they think, you know, not good. Not good at all. And as I say, the biggest thing of all is these toilets are in a bathroom and they're plugged into the electric. I'm just going to leave that there. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. Kim's got a point. Got a point. I can just imagine being on tech support with Apple for the iPulu. So can I, sadly. Can you take a photo and send it? Oh, Tracy, that's very well put. That's very well put. Eco toilets just don't work that well, full stop, really, do they? Unless you've got like something the size of a gerbil or a rabbit, it doesn't actually work that well. Whoever designed them wants dealing with. They want locking in a room with the iPulu for a month. They do. I remember watching a programme about, what was that company? I think I trained them. Something and Something, and they've been doing toilets in the UK for years.
No idea.
A bit like, you know, like Procter & Gamble, only the toilet version. Well, I was training them anyway.
Toilet makers.
Go on. It was
Armitage
like...
Armitage Shanks.
That's the one. Yeah, they work for Armitage Shanks. So they were busy telling me, because you know, like you do an intro at the beginning of the course. So where are you from? What do you do? And they all kind of rolled their eyes and I thought, what's wrong? And then they said, you know, Armitage Shanks, you probably know what we do. And I said, yeah, I've got a shrewd idea. Toilets. But there was a video about the company's history and all the latest innovations. Now, obviously, this was the late 90s. But they test these things, because I always wondered how. They test them with a certain capacity, you know, like a bit like you would have a plastic jug that you would put the powder into a washing machine. Something like that with sawdust. And I watched this thing, and fair dues, you know, they're saying like, well, we could take out another half a litre of water, pour the sawdust in. And they poured the sawdust in, they flushed it, and it all went away. And I thought, but, without getting graphic, it's sawdust. Of course it'll flush away. Why aren't you trying something a little bit more accurate, shall we say? Accurate. And they don't. So it's not surprising they don't work, is it? A smart lady pipe, that's what we want. Absolutely, I'd forgotten about that. The ladybug, when we need a smart ladybug. Oh, Mrs. Simon, hey lady, wash my bum. No, definitely not. Mind you, the A-lady does do voice recognition. So you could just go into the toilet and say, hey lady, it's me. And at least we wouldn't need the face recognition then. Do you know, we've only been kicking this idea around for 36 minutes and we've come up with better ideas than these guys who are actually building them. And it's valid tech. Valid tech. Why would we need smart loos if we have lady pipes? That's true. That's very true, actually. I think it's how to be delicate. I refer you to Tracy's previous comment. You wouldn't do that with a lady pipe. There we go. So I think that's the reason why. Do you know, Armitage Shanks always reminds me of a Carry On film. There was a Carry On film, I think it was called Carry On at Your Convenience. And it was all about like a toilet company. Let me find out what that company was called, because that's what's in my head when I think of Armitage Shanks. Right, Carry On at Your Convenience film. Right, what was it called? The 22nd release of 31 Carry On films. Oh, it was the first box office failure. It was exploring the political themes of trade union movement. That'll give you. Oh, here we go. Yeah, that's right. The plot, it says, in a bathroom factory, W.C. Boggs and Son, the traditionalist owner, W.C. Boggs, is having no end of trouble. And then it rattles on about the rest of it. So that's what the company was called. You look at the people who were in that. Oh, Hattie Jake, she was fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous, loved her. Where they weren't Saturdays and always called a strike so they could go to the footy match. Yes, there was a lot of trade union stuff in this, apparently, and that's why it didn't do so well. I didn't realise the last Carry On film was made. Oh, come on. I've got the browser jumping up and down at me now. In 1992. Wow. I'd have thought they'd have gone well before that, but I do remember that one, and I do remember having a laugh at it. Kenneth Cope was in it. I love Kenneth Cope. He was in Randall and Hopkirk Deceased. He played Marty Hopkirk, and I adore that series. So anything that had Kenneth Cope in it, I would be watching, because I thought he was a great, great comic actor. But to be honest, you look back at them now, and they were all fantastic, weren't they? Joan Sims, Sid James, they were good for a giggle. They were probably of their time, and they were good for a giggle. Not at all PC, but so funny. Exactly. Perfectly worded. Sid James, I saw him in something and he wanted to be like a serious actor. And he was very, very good. I mean, we're talking like Shakespeare stuff. But he just had the most amazing laugh, didn't he? When he laughed, everybody laughed. Now, was he in that one? It was the Hitchcock film and Barry Foster was in it. And that film frightened me witless. That was so well done. It wasn't a Carry On film. But I think somebody like Sid James was in it. And you'd be like, you did a double take. It's like, this isn't a comedy. And there was one of the comic actors in it. Absolutely. Oh, I know who it was. It was the guy from... what was his name? Wilfred Bramble and Corbett. What was that series? Steptoe and Son.
Yeah.
And he was in it and he had a straight part. He was fantastic. He was brilliant. But, you know, he then got loads of comedy offers. But he was very, very good in that. They are really worth a watch. Only some of them, to be honest, I must admit. Not all of them. But that one I thought was funny. That one tickled me. Probably because I just trained half the staff of Armitage Shanks. And it was on my mind. I used to adore On the Buses, Tracy. That was my favourite programme as a kid. I had two that were like kind of adultish. There was On the Buses and, what was the other one? It'll come to me. But I know, the Doctor one. Can't remember the name of it.
Right, I'm going to use the unintelligent toilet.
Right, do report back what it says to you.
Alexa, flush the toilet.
You're not allowed to use the A word. You set everybody's A lady off, remember?
Not sure.
See, she doesn't know what to do, poor lady. She's actually listening to him, believe it or not. Right, what was it called? A Doctor at Large. Doctor at Large, I think it had, was it James Robertson Justice in it? Or was he in the movie? I love those two. On the Buses was just fantastic. But I mean, you watch it now and it's like, oh, you can't say that. But at the time, I absolutely loved it. I really did. There were some real comic moments in that. The one that got me, the character in it, was the one who played Olive. And when you saw her as she really was at the time, because, you know, to me as a child, I was like five and she was like, oh, my God, she's like my gran. But when you saw her out of character, she honestly looked about 30 years younger. She was amazing. I think she's just. Is she still in EastEnders? Didn't she play Barbara Windsor's sister or something? I think they were related in some kind of way. But I only, you know, never saw it with the sound on. Only just saw it flash past or something in the paper, picture in the paper. The A-lady's just talking what time it is. Well, she did better than ours, who said, I don't know what you mean. So I've warned him. No using the A-lady's actual name. It has to be the A-lady now. Have they actually decided what they're doing in the States? Because it's saying on here, it's getting all political. I've got the news on, but no sound, which I find is usually an improvement. But what I'm seeing at the moment, I'm not quite sure what I'm seeing, so I'm going to leave it be. It looks like soldiers asleep in a very nice building that could or may or may not be the Capitol building, but they're asleep on the floor. So I don't know why are the soldiers asleep on the floor. But there again, it's 2021, which is turning out to be sort of 2020's bigger, uglier brother, isn't it? So far, so good is what we're going to say. So that was today's tech report from CES. Wonder what they're going to come up with tomorrow to keep us amused. There are no words. Just no words. You set the A-lady off for Kim, who completely understands you, and told Kim what time it was. Did she say toilet time at all?
Toilet time and turning the blanket on time.
You've got to have
the dog.
You've got to have the blanket now. Hello, Simon. You have missed all the fun tonight. You're going to have to catch up on catch up. A flying 5-minute visit. Well, we're heading off in a couple of minutes because we've got a meeting, a top secret meeting we will share with you the result of down the line. But at the moment, top secret meeting. So we'll be heading off in a couple of minutes ourselves. The National Guard has been called out to guard the Capitol building. Oh, right. So that's the National Guard, is it? I'm still wondering why they're asleep on the floor, but it looked like soldiers coming home. It looked like an airport where people had like they were asleep on their kit. But we don't have a National Guard, do we?
No,
why don't we have a National Guard? Got enough trouble as it is, to be honest. Mind you, Boris doesn't need much guarding, does he? Just let him bumble on. He bores everybody to death. He just gets them to sleep. Like today, I was mesmerised, but it was far better without the sound, like I said. Yes, I've got emails to put together as well for the weekend and what we're doing on Friday and everything else. So it was a busy, busy, busy day here. What we need to make our life easier?
What?
Smart toilet.
Oh, yeah.
That can tell you when you want to go and flush after you.
Well, I know when I want to go.
We do have a National Guard. It's the Territorial Army. I'd never thought of them in those terms. Good point. I wonder why they've not been called up with the vaccine thing, because everybody else has. I saw, just before we go, I saw two things that were terrifying. They were starting the jabs in Japan. So they saw this, China or Japan, one or the other. You saw this person sat there, you know, sleeve rolled up, and you saw the doctor. And they were concentrating on, like, the actual jab going in. And you could see the doctor's hands, and he had gloves on. And you could see the injection in his hand. And as he reached out one hand to, like, stretch the skin, his hands were shaking as if he had Parkinson's. And I thought, itch your eyes. So I put my glasses on. No, both of his hands were shaking like he had advanced Parkinson's. And I thought, one step up from a sun reader, but not much. The other thing I saw was this army of volunteers, which are supposed to be like, you know, signing you in and stuff, not actually giving you the jab. Qualified people were supposed to be giving you the jab. They'd got two lumps of what looked like shaved off flesh on the table, and a man and a woman who looked like your average sun reader being taught how to do the jab. And I just looked at Mike and went, no, 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 no. Clearly your average sun reader. And I've got to watch the video that Jonathan's giving me as well. Ooh, Anthony's dad's having a jab on Tuesday. Make sure that the guy isn't shaking that provides it. Get a nurse. They know better. Right, let's have a look. Going back up to Simon. Forces members held on reserve. True. They also have, like, my dad was on reserve, even though he'd never been in the army in his life, too young, because he had radio skills. He was a Morse code expert. So they had him on reserve for comms. Terrifying, isn't it? When you had COVID, it was the fire service who came round to check on you. Well, I know the fire service do that because a friend of ours, they get called out if there's a heart attack and there's no ambulance available. So they are trained and qualified to do that and will get called out. Makes you wonder, you know, because obviously they're in the fire engine and it has to leave if there's a fire. Chaotic, isn't it? Well, good luck to your dad on Tuesday. Positive thoughts heading off to him. We're going to head off to our meeting now, but we will meet up again tomorrow for part two of the CES special. Let's see what we can find that they've come up with tomorrow to, and I quote, enhance our life. I dread to think, honestly, I dread to think. Elaine just said do again. You feel compelled to point it out. Oh, yes, there was many, many things fitted in with the earlier conversation, I can assure you, including Kim saying, did you have to log in? And on that thought, I'll say good night from me.
We're going to log out.
We're going to log out. We'll get taken off air, Mike.
That was good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.